Broadcasting from America's finest city, beautiful San Diego, California. It's your number one source for hip-hop and self-help, Po-Politikin. Give it up for the host with the most. He's a lean, mean fighting machine, Rich Homie Poe.
Welcome back. How you doing? How you living? You're now politic with Poe on PoePoliticking.com. How you living? How you doing? You know, chilling. Today's Sunday. So, you know, I just kicked back on Sundays. I had to work yesterday, but I'm watching the Royal Rumble. And I was watching the NXT Phoenix Takeover before that. Pretty good action. Watching Becky the Man Lynch. And that's cool how they call her the man. But, you know, because Ric Flair used to always be like, to be the man, you got to beat the man. So that's where they get that from. So, like I said, make sure you check out the site, PoePoliticking.com. I'm on social media, at PoePoliticking. It's PoePoliticking without the G. Shout out to my homie Larry. Me and Larry go way back. We was in the Marines together. You hear the background music? Sounding so lovely, I must agree. And today's show, I just want to tell y'all what's going on with me right now. I'm being, hopefully I'm saying it right, Presbyterian. Presbyterian is like fish and a little eggs and dairy. So I'm on my third week. And like, I have some health issues. I've been dealing with some health issues all my life. I have GERDs, acid reflux. I had Heller-Mannotte surgery. So that's like they went to the side of my rib cage and went into my esophagus and like cleaned it out. So my esophagus closes up. So I've been dealing with that for a while and been going to the hospital about that. So I went to the hospital about it like in January. It's still January right now, but early in this month I went and I don't know, I just kind of been watching all these documentaries. You know, they got a lot of food documentaries on Netflix. My boy, one of them is Think Food Over Forks. And then my boy Ryan, he's a straight vegan. He's doing the vegan one, but you know, vegan is no meat, no dairy, nothing. But he's been telling me about it for a few years, so I tried it and I'm feeling really good. Like I said, it's helping with my acid reflux. I'm not having any problems. And yeah, I think I can handle it. Cause like I said, I can eat eggs all day. So that's the thing. Luckily with me, I love eggs. So if I don't have no fish, I eat eggs. So I want to read this article. It was a 25 benefits of being a pescatarian. Hopefully I'm saying it right. In the land of olivores and herbivores. So hopefully I'm saying pescatarian. I'm country. I'm from the south, from Columbia, Mississippi. So some of these big words I'd be stuck on. But pescatarian, hopefully that's how you say it, pescatarian. All right, the benefits. Keeps your heart healthy. And I know that, you know, fish has a lot of omega-3s in it. So you're not eating all that red meat. So when I'm saying pescatarian, that means no red meat, no beef, no steak, no ground beef. No ham, no pork, none of that. Just fish, eggs, and I like cheese. So I'm still good because I like the stuff that I really like. I still got it. So helpful against cancer. So it says it reduces the risk of many health issues. Like I said, that meat, I noticed with me, like, I quit eating the meat as much, and I know it's like what my GERDs and all the issues I got. It seems like my food doesn't get stuck as much, and it doesn't take long to digest, so. And I was the type of person, I try to eat meat in every meal, so I really stopped doing that. So I really, that's how I'm feeling good, man. Feeling alive right now. I got the inversion table at the house, got a heavy bag, I'm still boxing, so I'm doing it right now. Promotes healthy bones, boosts your sex life. Sex life always been good, but it said booster, so I pay attention to that. Keeps your hair healthy, so I'm bald, so I don't know about that. Keep your skin, improves your skin health. And then I guess another thing I've been doing that might helps my skin and my hair too is I've been taking cold showers now for like, I would say this whole month, not cold, like I keep it halfway when I get in, and then at the very end I make it cold, so I've been doing that for a month. It's a lot of benefits about that. Maybe I'll do another show talking about that. Improves your mental sharpness. Fish is protein powerhouse. You know, fish is a real high, lean quality source of protein. You know, fish don't have a lot of fat in it. Like most salmon, the most fish don't even have skin. I know salmon has skin, but they say they don't probably eat that because it got fat in it. But that's the best part of salmon is that skin. A lot of antioxidants. Says it's good against Alzheimer's and dementia. Promotes healthy pregnancies. Develop smarter kids. So if you got kids out there, you know, want your kids to be smart, have them eating that fish. Boost your immune system, benefits your immune system, improves your blood sugar balance, helps your mood, great for brain development, benefits Mother Earth, improves your circulation, easy and high fat meal planning. I guess they're talking about if you want to do the keto diet, it's easy to do that with a fish diet. Promotes healthy lungs. Supports animals' rights. And then I read that thing. It was on Dame Dash. I think it was Nick Cannon and Dame Dash talking. Like I said, my boy Ryan said it to me. But they were saying, like, a lot of these animals, man, like, I really love animals, though, straight up. I love animals more than people. Shit, animals are, like, my little homie Nelson right there, he chilling. He been with me for, like, 7 years now. But I always loved animals since I was little, so I really love animals. And they was like, well, you know, a lot of this, like, these cows, these chickens we eat, they act just like cats or dogs. So if that's really true, I don't want to eat it like that. I'll say I really like animals. So, and then, like I said, a lot of this meat has cancer in it. It ain't made how it used to be. It ain't like they raising these cats naturally. They putting all this stuff into these animals, these hormones, growth hormones, to growing fast. So we eating all that shit and we wonder why stuff like that spirit, just the energy and the spirit of these animals are off, you know. So it's different if you have an animal and they just die of old age and you eat them. But if you just slaughtering them and you pumping all steroids in to grow them up, so they're not, you know. So I don't know, I'm feeling better, so I'm gonna keep doing it. So keeps your vision sharp. I wear glasses, so it improves long-term health. Like I said, I'm 37. I ain't got kids yet, so, you know, I'm going to have some kids, and I'm hopefully have some grandkids, and hopefully have some great-grandkids. So I'm just getting to that point in my life where I'm looking at my age, and, you know, I want to live longer, want to live a healthier life. So a lot of stuff I've been doing to improve my health. I got an inversion table, so I guess in the next show I can talk about my inversion table some. Boxing, how I benefited from boxing. But today I want to talk about this fish diet. So that's it. I'm on week 3. So we'll see how long I last. Hopefully I'm trying to last for this whole month. My girl, she with me. She vaccinated a couple days ago. She had beef stew, but she said she's still with me. And then I'll tell you some of my hacks, though. So my hacks is, I was telling myself I have to eat more fruits and vegetables. So you need, if you're going to be a pescatarian, you need to at least eat, I would say, two to three servings of fruit a day, because that'll kind of replace all the meat you're not eating, and then eat more vegetables. So I'm still not eating as much vegetables as I should, because I would say, I would eat, say you eat 3 to 4 times a day, I would try to have at least really 4 servings of vegetables, like 3 servings of vegetables. Yeah, make vegetables the most servings, and then the fruit, because you don't want to eat too much fruit, like a lot of fruit, because fruit got sugar in it still, so you don't want to just eat too much fruit. But I would say, with me, I try to eat a lot of vegetables, then the fruit, then the carbs. Like, at first, I didn't like eating carbs, but since I'm not eating meat, I have to eat a little bit more carbs. But then even with the meat, like I said, we eating eggs, what else I'm eating? The fish. I like fried fish. I don't like shrimp as much, but I'm going to start eating shrimp. And then, like I said, the hack is going to Target. And Target has all these meatless meals. They're under $5. All these meatless, whatever meat you like, they got the meatless version of it. And it's like plant-based. I was reading the ingredients. Some of the ingredients, like I said, I would say 95% of the ingredients were cool, but it was a 5% of the ingredients kind of a little fishy. But if I'm not eating no meat, I have to, you know, get my protein in somehow. But it was really good. So we've been eating we ate the ground beef, the meatless ground beef. We put that in the tacos, ate some tacos like that. And then I ate, I ate some meatless wings. They was pretty good. We ate some meatless, like, stir-fry meat, teriyaki meat. It's pretty good. Then I bought some more. So whenever we get eat those, I'll try those too and let y'all know how it goes. But yeah, if anybody has any tips on being a pescatarian, they got any meals they really like, or they got any questions for me, they just want to learn, just hit me up. That's at popolitikin.com. And I appreciate all my listeners. I got a homie at work. I ain't going to say her name, but she's at work. She probably listened to the show. Shout out to her listening to the show on Spotify. Appreciate the support. And I'm about to go into, like I said, this is kind of half of the show. If you want to listen to the rest of the show, or the show in its entirety, you need to go to Popolitikin, and that's the whole podcast. This is just a special podcast I'm doing for Anchor. Shout out to Anchor. But the entire podcast is on Popolitikin, and it's on, where am I at? I'm on iTunes. It's on Spotify, too. So if you found this on Spotify, Politikin, we're on Spotify, Popolitikin is on Spotify. So about to go into my interview with my boy Lucas Hex. He switched his name up. Last show, he was Drew Brees. So this is the second interview with Lucas Hex. Like I said, WrestleMania weekend. I'm chillin'. So like I said, I appreciate the love. Everybody listening to me all over the world. Got some shirts coming out. Got the heating press on. Working on these shirts, my design. So need that support. Got some dope shirts coming out. So until the next time, thanks for politicking with me.
I love.